Today we hear Paul on his journey, converting people and drawing them closer to God. And the message of Paul is the kerygma, the good news of Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection. And that makes sense to people, to some people. Jesus' life and death and resurrection was a key of his revelation, of God's revelation of himself to the world. God's revelation is a progressive process in which God wants us to know who he is by sending his words to the prophet and later on sending his own son to the world. God's revelation was progressive. And think about our own lives. When you want to teach a child, you don't begin by teaching that child philosophy. You begin with little things that the child can really understand. You lead them to full knowledge. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus calls today the Spirit of guidance. The Spirit of guidance leads us into that revelation, which is progressive with the help of God. And what is the content of this revelation? The content of this revelation is that it was necessary for Jesus Christ to die and rise again, and therefore go back to the Father so that the Spirit of truth will come to each and every one of us and reveal again to us the fullness of truth. And that fullness of truth is that the grace of God surpasses everything else. The grace of God works with us in every aspect of life, just like it did with the Athenians, just like it did with the apostles, it also does with us today. All we need to do, dear friends, is to open up our hearts to receiving the guidance of the Holy Spirit and let that Spirit of truth guide us to the truth. And Jesus Christ told us, I am the way, I am the life, and I am the truth. Lastly, if we want to know Jesus Christ, let us open our hearts to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.